The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So those of you who haven't been here before, I give out, at the end of the day, I give out these handouts, and some of them have reflective questions that you can reflect on having to do with this topic of the day. And the other is a set of weekly exercises or explorations around the topic. So if you want, you can follow this, you know, week by week, and so it just gives you more engagement in this topic for the in between our classes, my day longs here. So let's do a little sitting, and maybe we'll sit quietly for a few minutes, and then I'll do a little guidance. So continuing with your meditation here, bring your attention gently into your heart area or anywhere else where you might feel some tenderness, tender within, gentle. In that area, breathe through it, like the breath is a gentle wind, or that very gently fans the beautiful quality of tenderness or warmth, inner warmth. It can be very mild. It can even be just simply the wish. The wish to have an inner goodwill or warmth. And in some way, see if you can relate to yourself, hold yourself in a field of kindness or caring. See if you can have some attitude of goodwill to this body of yours, this mind, this heart, this person sitting here. Considering how it'd be a really good thing, the preferable thing, for you yourself to be happy, to be at ease, and from your goodwill, tenderness, see if you can find some wish for greater happiness, greater well-being for yourself. And then silently giving a little bit more life to that wish, repeat these phrases in your own head, in your own heart. May I be happy. May I be safe. May I be healthy. May I be at ease. When we hear of someone else having goodwill towards us, it often makes us feel delighted or happy or grateful. In the same way, as you feel goodwill towards yourself, it's okay to feel delighted by that or grateful for it. And as you say these phrases, especially with the last word, let the last word be like a pebble you drop into a beautiful pond. And that pebble, kind of this feeling, the tone, the qualities of that word can ripple through your body. May I be happy. May I be safe. May I be healthy. May I be at ease. And then bring to mind some person who is uncomplicated for you, where it's really easy, or relatively easy for you, to have goodwill, well-wishing feelings, loving kindness. Perhaps from your tenderness or your heartfelt place, you can consider how nice it would be if this person could really be happy, safe, healthy. Letting that wish arise from almost from a place where you recognize, where you know happiness in yourself. And then keeping this person in mind, say these phrases. May you be happy. May you be safe. May you be healthy. May you be at ease. If the person knew you were wishing them well, they would be delighted. And if you knew they were delighted in your well-wishing, you would be delighted. May you be happy. May you be safe. May you be healthy. May you be at ease. And now, bring to mind some person that you have a mild or moderate degree of aversion towards, resentment and annoyance, anger. Bring to mind such a person. And in thinking about this person, how can you view this person? How could you relate to them so that there would be, you'd be inclined to have goodwill for them? You don't have to like them, but how would you view them? Where would you have to come from? What would it take within you to be able to have goodwill for this person? What would allow you to feel loving, loving kindness, or wish this person well? And more generally, reflect a little bit, contemplate a little bit. What supports or enables you to have an attitude of goodwill, friendliness, kindness? What enables that? What supports that for you? So, loving kindness is closely connected to ill will or aversion, and in the sense that it's kind of the opposite. And if we use the word ill will, then, you know, we could say in English, there's the opposite is goodwill. Having goodwill, we often call it loving kindness or metta. The word for ill will that we're using today is vyapada, and that appears, that word or that concept appears in two other important lists in the teachings of the Buddha. It appears in the five hindrances, one. The other two, one, it appears in the list of under right intention, the second factor of the Eightfold Path. There's wrong intention and right intention. And one of the three wrong intentions is vyapada, is ill will. To have the intention of ill will or attitude of ill will is an intention or an attitude which is not supportive of being on the path to liberation. And then the right intention, the corollary to ill will, the right intention is avyapada. So there's a negative A in front of it. And so it's the non-ill will. But the problem with the translating as non-ill will, which is the English translation, you know, literal translation, is that in Pali, a negative implies the presence of the opposite. So the absence of ill will implies the presence of goodwill. So when it says the right intention is not having ill will, it's understood that means that it means having loving kindness, cultivating loving kindness. So there it is, and it's kind of integral to the whole path of practice, is it's supported by goodwill, by loving kindness. As I said earlier, one of the antidotes to ill will or aversion is this goodwill, this loving kindness and metta. Using an antidote, it can be beautiful. It could also be some downsides to using a antidote. One is that it can be a form of repression. People can just cover over, pretend it's not there, push away what's going on. Also, it can be a way, without it being repressive, it can be a way of not really getting to know the aversion. It's a way of avoiding. It's kind of avoidance of aversion. Some people can be very good. They can genuinely cultivate loving kindness, and so the aversion goes away, but the aversion is ready to pop up at a moment's notice. So sometimes we don't want to use too much antidotes, but you want to actually look clearly for what it is. But even so, loving kindness is one of the antidotes for ill will. It's one of the ways of working with ill will. In fact, there's a very interesting passage in the suttas of, I think it's a monk or someone comes to the Buddha and said, oh, mindfulness is always useful. Mindfulness is like all purpose. And the Buddha replies, no. Mindfulness is not the all-purpose thing. Sometimes you also need to have loving kindness. That in order to really overcome ill will, you also have to have this loving kindness, not just mindfulness. So it's a very important quality. It's a beautiful quality. And so I think it's appropriate to bring it in our discussion of aversion today because it's part of the antidote, part of the way of practicing working with it. So what I'd like to do is for you to break into groups of five, like we did earlier this morning. And was it work okay to do the go-around, just going around, short statements, and just go around and kind of work the topic that way and kind of see where you went? So you do the same thing again, short, you know, just a short response, a sentence or two, you know, your contribution to the collective exploration, and the next person, and it goes around and around, and you can kind of explore the topic. And so the question is, what is it that supports your loving kindness, your goodwill? Or what prompts it? in the morning we talked about what's the hook for aversion. I don't want to say what's the hook for loving kindness, but what's the prompt or what supports it? So hopefully between those two questions you have something. And so what are the supports? What supports you to have loving kindness? What prompts you to have it? Does this seem okay? Is it understandable? So why don't you form groups of five, and let's see if if we don't have exact multiple of five, let's see what we have left over, and we'll figure it out from there. It can be a different group. It's nice to have different groups. Just get to know other people. But as you wish. So why don't you all, you can all stay where you're at. Stay where you're at. Okay, so stay where you're at. So now I'd like you to have more of an open discussion in your group about how loving kindness can support help you not be so caught in aversion, help you overcome aversion or ill will. So what's a realistic way for you, given who you are, what's a realistic and a healthy approach for using loving kindness, tapping into loving kindness, practicing loving kindness, something? How would loving kindness be a resource for you in working with aversion? Okay, so just you can discuss that as a group. So let's take a 10-minute break, and during the break, you can come up and get the handouts out here. And because one of the handouts I'll refer to when we come back.